And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, my mind is all over the place. I am thinking about a myriad of different subjects, and a lot of these subjects could benefit you, but I can't seem to get my mind to that place where I'm going to be able to convey to you what I'm trying to convey to you, because my mind is really scattered right now. Does that ever happen to you? Do you ever get yourself into a situation where you're thinking about all kinds of different things and it kind of puts you in a state of mild confusion? Well, that's kind of where my head is at today, because I am thinking about buying some more real estate. Now, on yesterday's show, I mentioned to you that I'm looking to potentially buy some multifamily properties. But then I was on my computer last night and I was looking at some single family properties that came across my desk. And I thought to myself, well, why not buy some single family properties? So I'm in this dilemma of, should I buy multifamily properties or should I buy single family properties? So what do you think I should do? Now, many of you would say, hey, just go with the flow, man. Go with whatever your heart says you should do. Well, here's the problem. If I go with what my heart says to do, well, my heart tends to be emotionally leaning. In other words, it's going to do things based on my emotions, not based on fact. So what I should do is I should defer back to my brain, because my brain tends to be very logical. My brain tends to look at things as black and white. Even though we understand that everything in the world is not necessarily black and white, my brain tends to look at things as binary. I guess that's a word we could use in today's society, right? In other words, it either is a one or a zero. So it either is a yes or a no. It's either black or white. So what am I getting at with this ramble that I'm giving you today? Well, I'm confused. I'm confused as to which assets I should go after. And here's why. I know that if I go after multifamily assets, I'm going to be able to take advantage of something called forced appreciation. Now, what's forced appreciation? Well, it's just that. It's something that I, as the owner-operator of the property, can emplace upon the property because of the way the property is valued in the economy. Man, I probably just lost half of you with that, but let me see if I can clean up my battle space a little bit. All right, so with multifamily properties, they are valued based on something called an income approach. In other words, you take a look at all the income that the property produces, you take a look at all the expenses that the property produces, you subtract the expenses from the income, and you wind up with something called net operating income, or NOI for short. Now, this is one of the two pieces of information you need to have available to you in order to determine value for a multifamily property. Now, one of the things that we'll teach you when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and this only works in the multifamily space, is that if you can increase your income streams on your multifamily property, you will in turn increase the overall value of the property. And one of the rules that we follow tends to be this one: raise the income by just 10%. By increasing the income by 10% and controlling your expenses, making sure they don't raise, and they might even go down a little bit, what you eventually do is you double the cash flow in the asset, and it sets you up in order to refinance that asset and potentially take out the money that you put into the asset tax-free. Because what you're going to do is refinance the current loan that you have on the property. You're going to put a higher value loan on the property. The reason you can do that is because you've increased the value of the property. So you're probably wondering, Al, you've lost us. You didn't tell us how we increased the value of the property. Well, actually, I did. I said you increased the income of the property by 10%. What I haven't given you is the actual formula. So value is determined by taking that net operating income. So in my example, let's say the income is $300,000. Let's say the expenses are $200,000. You subtract the expenses of $200,000 from the income of $300,000, and that gives you a net operating income of $100,000. Now, if the capitalization rate is 10%, now I'm just using that as a blanket number. I'm not saying the cap rates right now in our economy are at 10%. I'm just using this as an example. If you take a cap rate of 10%, what you do is you take the $100,000 of net operating income, you divide that by the cap rate of 10%, and it results in you having a valuation on your property of $1 million. Now, let's say you increase the income of that property just by 10%. So in other words, you're migrating the income from $300,000 to $330,000. Now, as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, we're going to teach you there's 28 ways you can do that that don't involve raising rents. Pretty cool stuff, pretty powerful stuff, I should say. So now we're at an income level of $330,000. Our expenses, let's say they remain the same at $200,000. Our net operating income has now just increased to $130,000. If you divide that by the prevailing cap rate example that I gave you of 10%, we have just increased the value of the asset by $1.3 million. So what I have to do in my mind is I have to really sit down and think through, first of all, what are my goals and objectives? I know what my goals and objectives are, and ironically, both single family and multifamily will meet those goals and objectives. What I need to do is I need to kind of compare and contrast the two. For those of you that don't know that there's a difference between single family and multifamily assets, there is. And it doesn't have to do specifically with the number of units, although that might give you a little bit of a clue. Single family assets are defined by the industry as any collection of one dwelling unit to four dwelling units within a building space. Duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, also known as quads in some parts of the country, are classified as single family assets. Now, I realize there are multiple dwelling units. A duplex has two dwelling units. That's more than one, right? So therefore, by definition, that's multiple dwelling units, right? But the industry says anything from one to four units is classified as single family. You have to have five units or more in order for the asset to classify as multifamily units. Now that we've got that cleared up, we have to kind of look at, why is there a difference? Why do we classify one particular set of properties as single family, and we classify a different set of properties as multifamily? Well, the big difference between the two has to do with how they're valued and how the industry treats them. Single family assets are valued based on what a buyer and seller are willing to pay and receive for payment for an asset. And that is market driven. Now, the market says that in order to establish value, what will happen is an appraisal will be conducted on the property. Your bank, when you buy the property, will want you to have an appraisal to justify the value of the property. So just because you and the seller, let's say you're the buyer, and let's say you're working with a seller, and just because you've come to an agreement of a price of, let's just call it $100,000, that doesn't necessarily mean that your bank is willing to loan you money based on that $100,000 price just because you have agreed to the price. What the bank is concerned about is that maybe you're overpaying for the asset. So what they want you to have is something called an appraisal. So what does an appraisal do? An appraisal goes out and it looks at like-kind property, similar size, similar square footage, similar age, similar location. There are some similarities that are looked at, and they look at properties that have recently transacted in the marketplace, and they look to those properties to see what they transacted for. So they will establish value based on what things have been selling for in your geographical location. That's how single family assets are valued. Now, one of the problems when you're a real estate investor is that you're always a little bit behind the power curve. Even though real estate tends to appreciate 3.5% per year on average across the country, that doesn't necessarily mean that your property is going to go up 3.5% per year because of that appraisal methodology. And if there haven't been enough property selling in a general time frame, say 6 to 9 months, that could have an impact on the valuation of your property. Now, some of you are going, well, I'm buying. I'd like for that appraisal to come in low. But you also have to keep in mind that seller has in their mind a certain price point that they want to attain for the property. So if that appraisal comes in low, there's no guarantee that they're going to lower the price and transact the property to you. Does that make sense? So that appraisal can be kind of interesting. But in the multifamily space, we don't value properties that way. We value properties based on an income approach. In other words, there's a formula that is applied to the property. It is simply this formula. Net operating income, which is found by taking all the income and subtracting all the expenses on the property. That leaves you with net operating income. And then you divide that net operating income by a capitalization rate, which is established by the markets. So in other words, if you used a cap rate of 10%, you would take your net operating income, your annual net operating income, you would divide it by 10%, and that would give you the value of the property. So what that allows you to do as a real estate investor is it allows you to force appreciation on the property. And the way you force appreciation on the property is you do things specifically to increase the income stream on the property. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we will teach you 28 different ways that you can increase the income streams on your property that don't involve raising rents. Raising rents would be technically, I guess, the 29th methodology. So what I'm getting at is with the fact that we're dealing with multifamily assets, by increasing that income stream and controlling the expenses on the property, that allows us to move the net operating income of the property upwards. So if you're taking a bigger number and you're dividing it by a capitalization rate, your resulting number will be a bigger number. It's just the way it works. So what you don't have to do with multifamily is you don't have to wait for whatever lag the marketplace has as far as increasing in value. Now, single family markets do go up in value, but they tend to take time to do it. Natural appreciation, based on our research, indicates to us that properties go up in value about 3.5% in the single family space every year. They go up faster in some parts of the country. They're slower in other parts of the country. But that 3.5% rate effectively means that your single family real estate will double in value approximately every 20 years. But here's the thing. By working on the income streams of your property and multifamily assets, you can potentially get your property to double in value a lot sooner than 20 years. And that's the power of multifamily. That's part of the reason I'm considering buying multifamily instead of buying single family. Now, I like single family. It's a nice asset for me to have in my portfolio. I'm very comfortable with it. I fully understand how to improve the value, but I cannot force the appreciation of the value of that asset because of the way it's valued. So that multifamily asset, it kind of is leaning me in a different direction because I like the idea of going into an asset, and especially if the asset is really in bad shape, I can do some amazing things to increase the value of that property from the get-go. So I'm leaning towards the multifamily space. Even though I don't have a ton of experience doing the multifamily stuff as an owner-operator, I am actually supported by a team of mentors and a bunch of like-minded real estate investors that are going, "Go, Al, you can do it." So when we come back from the break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the tables on you and I'm going to talk to you about some single family assets that have made me go, well, maybe I should just stick with single family. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Want to continue the conversation inside the community? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook. Stay up to date on upcoming events, market trends, member stories, featured podcasts, real estate wisdom, and more. You can even join us a couple of times a month as we go live with our case study events right on Facebook from the comfort of your home. Get online and get in the know. Turn listening on the radio into participating in the community. Like and follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm in a little bit of a quandary, and part of the reason I'm in a little bit of a quandary is because I have allowed my mind to wander. I have allowed my mind to think about different types of assets that I could buy, even though I was originally considering buying a certain type of asset. All right, what am I getting at? I am looking to buy a multifamily asset. However, there were a couple of single family assets that showed up in my inbox over the weekend that caught my eye. Now, these are not home run deals, but these are really great assets to buy. They would be great assets to put into your portfolio. And let me just talk to you a little bit about what these single family assets can do for you. And I will compare them to what a multifamily asset could do for me. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. So in the single family space, both of these assets are poised to produce cash flow. One of them has the ability to produce approximately $247 a month in cash flow. The other one has the ability to produce about $315 a month in cash flow. So when you annualize those numbers, you're looking at almost $3,000 a year on one property, and you're looking at just shy of $4,000 on another property. So when you look at the cash flow that's produced by these properties, it's pretty nice. Now, what about multifamily? Does multifamily produce cash flow? Yes, it does. It also produces cash flow. But keep in mind, multifamily is going to have more units. What I'm talking about right now are just two single family properties. They are single family houses. It's not a duplex. These are two separate single family houses that have different geographical locations. Now, I will tell you that they're both located in the greater San Antonio market, but they are not located next door to each other on a street. They're in different neighborhoods. So that's one thing you have to consider about the single family assets, is that you're going to have assets in different locations. Does that bother you? Well, maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. It doesn't really bother me. But when I look at multifamily, I also tend to realize that if I had two units in my multifamily, it would be all in the same location. And keep in mind that multifamily is at least five units or more. So wherever that multifamily property is, I would have five units all together. Does it make it easier to maintain five units altogether than it does, say, five units located across a city? Well, I guess it depends on how you maintain your properties. And what I'm getting at is when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you are taught something called the best product at the best priced methodology. What does best product at the best price mean? It means that when you go and you analyze your asset, you're looking at everything that could potentially go wrong with the asset in the next 5 to 7 years. It doesn't matter if it's single family. It doesn't matter if it's multifamily. You're going to assess everything that's wrong. If there's a toilet that's wrong, you're going to fix it or repair it, make sure that it has a 5 to 7 year lifespan. If the water heaters are bad, guess what you're going to do? Replace it with a brand new water heater. A water heater tends to have a lifespan of anywhere from 10 to 15 years, depending on the brand and how it's used, right? Okay, so you're going to replace that. What about the flooring? Does the flooring look like it's nice? Does it look like it's inviting? If it does, fine. If it doesn't, you're going to repair it or replace it to make sure that it has a lifespan of 5 to 7 years. You're going to do that with every component of the property, and you're going to come up with a grand total. And you're going to look at the asset and what the asset is poised to do for you, and you're going to consider what it's going to cost to repair that asset. If it costs way too much money to repair or replace everything in that asset, you're going to walk away from that asset. It doesn't matter if it's a single family asset or it's a multifamily asset. The reason being, if it costs you too much money to do the repairs or the replacement required of the property, then you're potentially overpaying for the property, and you're ultimately putting yourself in a position where you're going to have something called negative cash flow. When you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and you will find out that you must have positive cash flow. We do not invest in assets that provide a negative cash flow. And the reason we don't do that is because you can't retire yourself on negative cash flow. You can't. What positive cash flow does for you is it provides you an income stream that comes into your household each and every month. And by doing so, you're able to take that positive cash flow and you're able to use it to pay for the normal expenses in your life. Maybe you're paying for a car payment. Maybe you're paying for the insurance on that car. Maybe the cash flow is enough that it covers both of those things. Maybe the cash flow is enough that it meets or exceeds your expenses of living. And in doing so, you have effectively retired yourself, but you still continue working because you enjoy doing your job. There's nothing wrong with that. You're in the driver's seat. You're in control. You not only are getting income from that job, if they lay you off tomorrow, you're going to be fine because you can fall back on the income that you receive from your real estate. It's a beautiful thing. And maybe you're using that income from that job so that you can buy even more real estate. Pretty cool stuff, right? Yeah, I'm with you there. I am absolutely with you there. So many Lifestyles Unlimited members find themselves in that position. They stay working in jobs that they either don't mind or they actually enjoy doing, or maybe they change careers. Maybe they downsize themselves. Did you know that on the Lifestyles Unlimited team, we have people that are called member services people? And you know what it takes to become a member of the member services team? You actually have to prove that you can invest the way we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited, because you're going to have the opportunity to talk with people like you. Yeah, people like you on the phone or by the VIA email, and share experiences, share information. Because now think about it. Many of you listening to my voice, many of you are either not real estate investors at all, or you are real estate investors. Remember, I told you at the beginning of the show, I'm kind of a black or white person. You're either somebody that doesn't invest in real estate, and maybe you're curious about this stuff, or you are somebody who invests in real estate, and you're looking to do better than what you're currently doing. That's why you tune into the show. So what member services is, it's a team of Lifestyles Unlimited members that are part of the Lifestyles Unlimited team that take care of the member services duties for our organization. And you can actually call them and you can have a conversation with them, and they will talk to you as real estate investors talk to other people. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You want that phone number? Let me give you that phone number, because what I also want you to do when you call them is I want you to ask them to register you for an upcoming case study event. And I'll get to that in a minute. But let me give you that phone number. It's 866-945-6565. Again, that number is 866-945-6565. Now, why do I want them to register you for an upcoming case study event? Because I want you to see Lifestyles Unlimited members in action. I want you to see them presenting case studies on single family assets and multifamily assets. And I want you to learn the difference between the two, which is what I'm articulating on today's show. But more importantly, I want you to see how they get their rates of return. I want you to understand how the properties are valued. They'll be very clear with you and very succinct with you, and they will explain everything. And here's the neat thing about the Lifestyles Unlimited culture. We share everything. You're going to have a Lifestyles Unlimited member telling you how much money they are making in a particular asset. I would like you to attend an upcoming case study, because here's the problem. It's real hard for me to convey to you over the radio all the nuances with multifamily assets. It's part of the reason I tend to focus on single family assets a little bit more. And I think it's easier for you to wrap your head around a single family asset, because I think that's something that you're more comfortable dealing with. As a matter of fact, many of you might live in a single family asset yourself. Many of you have probably purchased a single family asset yourself. Now, I realize there are those of you that live in apartments and stuff like that, but you probably have not purchased the apartment. You've just rented space in the apartment. So it's a little bit different than the purchasing side of the equation. So when it comes to the multifamily space, you do get those economies of scale just because all of the living units are essentially under one roof. Now, I realize there can be multiple buildings to a multi-family apartment community. There tends to be, you know, on average, what, 8 units to a building. Some buildings have more units, some buildings have less units, but 8 units seems to be about the number. And in this particular case, Karen bought 12 units that are all contained in 2 different buildings. Yeah, there's two different buildings. There's one that's an eightplex and there's one that's a fourplex. They're all in the same plot of land and they comprise the 12-plex that they bought. Now, when you talk about financing, financing is a little bit different. You're going to be working with a different financing provider. And what I mean by that is there are different guidelines that are in place with regards to the loan. So you can't necessarily use a loan that is intended for a single family purchase on a multifamily property. And conversely, you can't use a loan that's intended for a multifamily purchase on a single family property. They are different types of loan products and they are marketed in completely different ways to different types of investors. So you have to know the difference between the loan products. What you really need to know is you just need to know who provides you those loan products. Why do I bring that up? Because you have to have certain people on your team. And when it comes to real estate investing, you need to have very specific lenders on your team. So if you're looking to buy single family assets, you need to have a conventional lender that will offer you conventional financing. You also need a hard money lender that has a relationship with the conventional lenders because they're going to offer you that short-term takeover financing, repair financing that's going to help you keep your cash out of pocket to a minimum and keep the amount of your money out of the deal as much as possible. And because they have that relationship with the conventional lender, they can make the transition from the hard money loan to the conventional loan pretty easy. They really can because they I'm not saying that they're in cahoots with each other, but they have a working relationship with each other. On the multifamily side, it's similar. What you're going to find is there are lenders that specialize in conventional financing for multifamily apartment communities, and there are lenders out there that specialize in what we call bridge financing. Now, I'm not recommending that you go out and get a bridge loan unless it makes sense for you, but if you do get a bridge loan in multifamily, make sure you have a very good exit strategy and make sure you're not messing around with variable rate mortgages, regardless of what asset type you're looking to buy. That's just a big takeaway from today's show. And if Del Walmsley were sitting here, who's Del Walmsley? He's the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, and he has been harping for the last several years, do not use adjustable rate mortgages. And the reason he has said that is because the interest rates used to be a lot lower than they are right now. And if you got into an adjustable rate product while the rates were low, you've watched that interest rate adjust on that mortgage because it wasn't a fixed interest rate mortgage, and it may price you right out of the property. And on that note, let me also share with you that one of the things that's happening in the multifamily space that isn't necessarily happening in the single family space is there are people that bought income producing multifamily properties several years ago at the lower interest rates that got, get this, an adjustable rate note. And what's happening to them now? That interest rate has adjusted upwards, so the cost of the mortgage has gone up, but they have not been able to increase the income streams of that property. So they are becoming what's known as imbalance. They are becoming upside down in their loan, and they are getting to a place where they need to exit the property. And even if they lose money, they're going to have to walk away from the property. What does that do for somebody like me who is a real estate investor who's looking for multifamily properties? It's going to give me an opportunity to buy an asset at a rebalanced price because when I look at acquiring the asset, I'm going to look at what the expenses are associated with the loan. And of course, I'm going to have fixed rate financing on my particular property, on my loan. And as a result of that, I'm not going to be so worried that the loan is going to adjust upward because it can't, because it's fixed rate. And if the loan does happen to go down, in other words, if the interest rate does happen to go down, what I can do at a later time is I can just refinance that property if I choose to do so. Now, keep in mind, if I'm increasing the income on that property anyhow, what I'm doing is I'm increasing the value and I'm setting myself up for an opportunity to refinance that property anyhow and take a bunch of money out. That's why I'm leaning towards multifamily. If you want to do what I'm doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.